The Providence College Friars are officially in March Madness. First visit to the NCAA tournament for Providence College in 10 years. And this comes after the Friars won the Big East tourney a couple of days ago. First time they won that title in 20 years. And let's talk with Rhode Island Public Radio's Scott McKay about the impact of the Friars going to the NCAAs.
Well, nobody believed this could happen. This is the ultimate underdog team. If you see the adversity this team has played against, you can just see how tough it's been for them to get where they are. First of all, they lost their best point guard, Chris Dunn, at the start of the season. Then two players were kicked off the team for disciplinary reasons. They were underdogs in the Big East. No one expected them to get to the championship game. And they did, and they knocked off nationally ranked Creighton in the Madison Square Garden on Saturday evening. And since then, of course, they made the NCAA tournament. Now they're playing basketball royalty in North Carolina.
When a team gets hot like this, no matter who they are before, no matter what the season record is, are they really underdogs?
I think they are underdogs because, first of all, they're an 11 seed. They're playing against North Carolina, University of North Carolina, basketball royalty. This season, Carolina has beaten such great teams as Duke, Michigan State, and Louisville. And they really are tall. They're a very tall team. They've got two fabulous players, a guy named James Michael McAdoo, who some will remember his uncle, Bob McAdoo, a great NBA player. And they've got a guard named Marcus Page, who again, is a candidate for one of the players of the year. He's one of the best players in the nation. And PC coach Ed Cooley acknowledged this afternoon at his news conference that, yes, Carolina is a very good team.
Coach Williams does a great job with his team. I think they have the fastest big men we've played against since I've been a head coach. They rebound the ball great. They're unbelievable in transition. I think Page is a National Player of the Year candidate. We definitely have our hands full of what we're trying to do.
Ed Cooley, local kid, played at Central, which itself has a long basketball tradition. Significance of that?
He played at Central High School for Harold Metz. It's only his third year as a coach here at Providence, and it's the first time as a head coach he's ever been to the NCAA tournament.
The game's in San Antonio on Friday night, and that's a little difficult for Providence fans to get down there at this point.
Yeah, it is, and I hear the airlines have jacked up the prices. They're hoping, of course, that there'll be several hundred people from Rhode Island going down to cheer on the Friars as they play on Friday night.
I can feel the energy everywhere we go. I appreciate the people and the well-wishers, but that's temporary. Right now, it's what have you done for us lately, and, you know, we have an unbelievable game on Friday.
Okay, Scott, any other thoughts on the tournament?
Well, I just think this has been a fabulous season for the PC Friars, and I think that all of Rhode Island can be proud of this team.
Rhode Island Public Radio's Scott McKay with some thoughts on the Friars heading down to the NCAAs for the opening game against Powerhouse North Carolina. That's Friday in San Antonio.
Thank you.